You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, whenever you guys listen to this podcast, whatever the day it is, I just want to say hello. Today, I want to talk to you about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has been arguably one of the best players in the NBA at the start of the season. I shouldn't say arguably. You can make a case that he has arguably had the best start of the season. I mean, when you factor in that he hasn't played the last 2 years, and, you know, James Harden scoring a lot of points. We all know what Russell Westbrook can do. Kevin Durant, we know he's a former MVP. So these guys, when they make their phenomenal starts, it's expected. It's what we're used to. But when you look at what Joel Embiid is doing, you have to say that he's up there with them. And especially when you consider this guy is on a minutes restriction. He's only averaging 22 minutes per game. But the numbers that he's putting up are phenomenal. So much so that you have to ask yourself, is this guy an all-star? I mean, really. You know, you look at his points per game. He's a rookie. You look at his points per game. He's averaging 18.4 points. He's averaging 7.3 rebounds, 2.3 blocks, 1.1 assists. He's shooting 49.2% in field goals, 50% on three-pointers, and 77.9% on foul shots. And he's doing all this in only 22.2 minutes per game. So you have to ask yourself, is this guy an all-star? Now, typically rookies don't make it. And he probably won't get voted in, you know. So it could come down to whomever the Eastern Conference coach is to basically say, hey, you know, this guy deserves to make it or not. But again, he's a rookie. He'll be in New Orleans with the site of the All-Star game anyway, because he'll play in what, you know, was formerly known as the Rookie Sophomore Challenge. So he'll be there. He'll live up, you know, he'll get a lot of accolades from people. He'll be one of the main attractions. But you have to ask yourself, is he good enough to make the All-Star team? And I think he is. I think numbers just don't lie. I mean, they don't. Now, the thing that really impresses me about Joel is the fact that, I mean, you look at him, he's kind of like on a historic start. Now, again, I know 10 games does not make a career. Playing in 10 games is not something that you say, okay, this guy is just going to be one of the all-time best. This guy is worthy of, you know, being considered a perennial all-star, you know, because anything can happen. In the next 10 games, anything can happen at the end of the season, midway point. And who knows, this is a guy who missed the previous two seasons because of injuries, because of navicular bone surgeries in his right foot. So you can also say that, hey, Keith, he can re-injure himself. But I'm here to tell you, this guy has been phenomenal. And I just want to read some of these things that he's done thus far to you. So right now he has 5 20-point games this season, while no other Sixer has more than one. His 5 20-point games leads all NBA rookies. No other rookie has had more than one 20-point game. That's impressive. Embiid has blocked at least 3 shots in 3 different games this season and leads all rookies with an average of 2.3 blocks per game. The Cameroonian native has 23 blocks in his first 10 career games. That makes him the first rookie to do that since Kenya Martin blocked 31 shots in his first 10 games as a rookie with the New Jersey Nets in 2000 and 2001 season. You know, but the funny thing is, Martin did that in a total of 338 minutes. Embiid has only played 222 minutes. Now, let's get these. Not only is he making history with rookies, those 2.3 blocks rank him fifth in the NBA. Now, the thing is, of all the people ranked in the top 10, he has the fewest minutes average by 3 minutes. So in other words, he's averaging 22.2 minutes per game. The next closest guy to him is averaging 25 minutes per game in the top 10. So when you think about his total, like, per minutes, you know, blocking shots and scoring and everything else that he does, it's totally off the chart. You know, getting back to him, you know, and reading more stuff to you guys, you know, like, we talked about his, you know, JoJo's averaging 18.4 points, 7.3 rebounds, 2.3 blocks. He is the sixth player since at least the 1983-84 season to hold such averages through 10 career games, and the first one since Shaquille O'Neal did it in the 1992-93 season with Orlando. Now, Shaq just got inducted to the Hall of Fame, right? Now, the other players who did this were also Hall of Famers. You got Dikembe Mutombo. You have David Robinson. You have Hakeem Olajuwon. And you have Ralph Sampson. So, you know, you look at it, and, you know, these guys, you know, this is like a pretty good class to be in for Joel. So I ask you again, is this guy an all-star? You know, is he an all-star? You know, if the Sixers weren't a 4-10 team, if the Sixers weren't a team that tanked the last 3 years, a team that was on national television, I think that a lot of people would be talking about him. You know, I think that he would be getting some of the buzz that Shaq got his rookie year when he was on Sports Illustrated. He had the Superman cape. And, you know, everybody was raving over Shaquille O'Neal. I think that Embiid is in that category right now. So, again, he has a huge career ahead of him, rest of the season ahead of him. But he has done a lot of things to where he warrants to be among the best, recognized among the best. And the thing is, some of you guys may want to check him out. You may want to see him play. You know, hey, you can get a ticket tonight, a ticket for the night's game at the Wells Fargo Center. Or instead of going shopping during Black Friday, or after you do your Black Friday shopping, you can go over to the Wells Fargo Center and see him play that night against the Chicago Bulls. Or if you don't want to watch football on Sunday, the Sixers have a matinee game at 1 o'clock against the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, so I just want to tell you where you can go and get yourself a nice ticket. I typically go to SeatGeek when I get tickets for my family. To me, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for basketball games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the arena for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for great value. Now, the thing is, best of all, I'm just saying, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchases. So to get your $20 rebate, you need to download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LOW Sixers. That's L-O caps, then Sixers. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Go ahead and treat yourself to it. I think that you will enjoy it. And again, I recommend that people go out there and see Joel Embiid. He's going to be a special player. Now, I know a lot of stuff is contingent on his health, but when you look at the things that he's doing, and it's comparable with Olajuwon, Robinson, Shaq, you know, these guys who went on to become Hall of Famers accomplished, you know, you have to say to yourself, this guy's in his in their category, and Philadelphia has a special player. Hey, he calls himself the process. I can't argue with it because the team waited 2 years for him to play, and he's a phenomenal player, someone who I believe deserves at least to be considered for the All-Star game. I want to thank y'all for listening in. I want you to enjoy Thanksgiving. Whatever you do, don't eat too much turkey, because typically when I do, it makes me go to sleep. And I'll be back, and I'll talk to y'all on Friday. Have a nice one.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia.